Hello, everybody. It's another episode of The Throwback. It's me, your host, Ryan the Podman, and this is
Jimmy the Radio Man.
And we got a special guest on the program today. Former star of the hit TV show Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Marquise Wilson, will be in the house. Now, Jimmy, you said you wanted to come and have a special message for everybody.
Let me tell you something here, Daddy. You better listen to this Throwback podcast today. I'm going to come over there and eat all your Captain Crunch, Daddy.
Captain Crunch? Oh, no. This sounds serious. Wait. What if these nice folks don't eat Captain Crunch?
Well, I'm just going to have to go over there and use up all the internet data. No more Netflix and Hulu Plus for you, Daddy.
Oh, no, the humanity. Folks, this sounds serious. Well, if you don't want Jimmy to come over to eat your Captain Crunch and take away your Netflix, you probably should listen to today's show. Now, remember, if you like what you hear today, be sure to check us out on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/throwback or on Twitter at Throw Podcast for other great interviews. Now, here's our exclusive interview with Hanging with Mr. Cooper star Marquise Wilson.
You are listening to The Throwback Podcast, your stop for everything 90s. This is a Throwback exclusive.
Joining me at this time is best known for his role as Tyler Foster on the ABC hit TV show Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I am pleased to welcome Marquise Wilson. Marquise, how are you, my man?
Hey, man, I am so blessed, and thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
I appreciate you coming on the show. Let's start out. What were some of your favorite TV shows growing up, like before you got into the business?
I would actually have to definitely say Bill Cosby show, The Cosbys.
Yeah, everyone loves The Cosby, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was an American favorite, you know? A Different World, Growing Pains.
Yeah, those are real classics.
Old school stuff, yeah, man. You know, 227.
Oh wow, that's
you remember?
Yeah, I remember 227. Yeah, Jackie.
Yeah, man. You know, Good Times.
Sanford and Son.
Absolutely, bro. The list goes on. You know what I mean? It's real true throwbacks. Even before Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I hear that. Yeah.
I believe Family Matters was probably more in my era. Actually had a little bit more airtime than we did. But they were still in my era, and it was such an honor, you know, to be able to work, like, alongside of them. They actually worked right next door to us.
Oh, really? Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah, you guys were part of the TGIF lineup together, so that was pretty
Absolutely.
Cool. Absolutely. Yeah, so how did you break in the business at such a young age? Like, what age did you start, like, acting?
I actually started at 10 years old.
Oh, okay.
Thanks goes to my mother, really, man, because she saw something in me at a young age, you know, that I didn't even really see in myself, you know, due to the fact that I was young, and I was just being a kid, you know?
Right.
But I was very energetic and had a lot of personality, like I still do, and
right.
I was also very good at reading. That was something that my parents discovered at a young age for me.
Oh, okay.
And so they put two and two together, you know?
Right.
Like, this guy's so energetic, and he's getting in trouble in class. I was the class clown, you know what I mean?
I hear that, yeah.
I was always, you know, I was always into making people laugh and being an entertainer and, you know, like I said, talkative, a people's person, if you will. But academically, I was strong, and so my mom, like I said, she put two and two together, man. She was like, okay, let's try this. She somehow along the way knew a talent manager that was representing young kids at that time, and so she got me an interview with this lady. Her name was Jan. It's been so long, man. This was when I was 10 years old, so I don't remember her last name.
Right.
But her first name was Jan, and she interviewed me,
mm-hmm.
auditioned me, you know, and she loved my personality, and she signed me on with her, man. And then from there came the professional headshots, all through her management, of course, you know, all her connections. And next thing I knew, I was going back and forth to Hollywood after school on a regular basis, for interviews, excuse me, auditions for different roles.
For different roles,
yeah. And yeah, different roles, man. Commercials, you name it.
What, different TV shows?
Before Hanging with Mr. Cooper, I was blessed, you know, to get some other small roles doing other things.
Right.
You know, so I got the work experience there. But I mean, Hanging with Mr. Cooper was by far and still is to this date, you know, my largest piece of work in the entertainment industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I always say this all the time. Hanging with Mr. Cooper is like one of the most underrated TV shows of all time.
Yeah. You know, you're absolutely right. But the thing about it is now that just the throwback in general, you know, the throwback era is getting a lot of recognition these days, as we're seeing, you know.
Yeah.
I believe that Hanging with Mr. Cooper is starting to kind of be more recognized.
Yeah, that's
true,
yeah.
For you know, what it, you know, for the market left in, you know, in history, in television history, sitcom history. And I think that's a blessing. Because while we were running, I agree with you. I do feel that we were, you know, kind of underrated, you know, there a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now that the show is off, people, they see the need for it again. They want it. You know, they've been requesting it. You know, it's a blessing. People are in my messenger constantly asking about it. And when I run into them on the streets and whatnot in public, people are constantly asking about the show and they want to see it again and this and that. So
yeah,
it's just a blessing to hear that, at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, yeah. Do you recall how you landed the role of Tyler on Hanging with Mr. Cooper? Do you have any recollection of it, or was it like, were you too young?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's probably something I'll never forget, you know, as long as I'm blessed
to
keep my memory, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was one of those things, man. It was one of those auditions that I was just telling you I was used to being submitted for on a regular basis starting out in the business, you know?
Right.
It was for a role called the Tuba Boy.
Okay.
And it had nothing to do with Tyler. It was just a small little role, a little one-liner for that particular episode. It was a one-episode character. The name of the episode, I believe, was Music Lessons or something like that. This is when Don Lewis was on the cast. This was before Raven Simone and Sandra Corman. This was the very first season.
Oh, the original cast, yeah.
Absolutely. And so I come in, and I deliver my one line. As I'm sharing the scene with Holly Robinson Pete, because that's who I was speaking to in that scene. Mm. And I was blowing the tuba, and it sounded horrible. You know, and I'm blowing it right here in front of her in her face at the table where she was sitting, where she was doing some form of work. And she says, "Excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but that doesn't sound too good." I look at her sarcastically, and I reply, "Why do you think I'm taking lessons?" And then I walk out.
Oh, yeah,
you know, and so... That one line, man, that one line, the energy I brought, I suppose, it landed me the role, man.
Did you the
they actually
deal,
brought
man.
Me back a second time to do a different role for a Christmas episode.
Oh, wow.
Just another one or two liners. Yeah, you know, the character had no name. He was just, you know, in the scene. He delivered two lines for Christmas. He sat on Mr. Cooper's lap because Mr. Cooper was he was Santa Claus in the episode.
Right.
And I delivered a couple more lines. And at that time, simultaneously, they were auditioning other people, other actors, young actors for Tyler. But I didn't know that because I'm doing this guest appearance already. But they decided to keep me. They said, you know, we like this kid. Let's just keep him for the role. And that's how I ended up landing Tyler.
Oh, okay. Wow. So how was it like working with Mark Curry, like on set?
Incredible, man. Yeah. Cool guy. Very cool guy. Very down to earth. Very funny. Very family oriented. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's really funny.
And that goes for pretty much everybody on the cast.
Right. And so, yeah, same with, like, Raymond Simone and Holly Robinson Pete.
Yes.
Yeah, the whole cast there.
Oh, man, incredible. You know, and, I mean, speaking of Holly Robinson Pete and Raymond Simone, I mean, these, to me, are legends, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're icons in the business, you know. Raymond Simone is another one I used to watch before I actually started acting and before I was blessed with the opportunity.
Was it a little bit, like, surreal to be working with her on set on Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. No questions, no doubt about it, man. That's what I'm saying. It was incredible, you know. Like I said, she was one of the people that I used to love watching on Bill Cosby, little Olivia. You know what I mean? Wow. I still remember her character name, so.
Now you're, like, her best friend on the TV show.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're best friends pretty much off the set, too, now. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, I've been to Ray Holmes estate in the Georgia, you know, her original home where she grew up, and you know, I mean, they really took me in as family, you know, once we began working together and established a relationship, you know, off the set. So definitely, man, memories that I'll take to my grave, man, you know, great memories.
Wow.
You know, it was a blessing to be in that position, especially when I never even expected it, you know what I wanted to be an actor, and you know, I never grew up saying, oh yeah, I'm speaking up in a thing. Something natural. Again, my mother saw me at a young age, you know, and she brought it to the table, and it begins to be, I became accustomed to it. I fell in love with it, you know, like, whoa, I like this. I'm good at this. Never know where God will put you in life, you know?
Yeah, you never do. You never do. That's so true. How was it like being on a TV show that was part of that legendary TGIF lineup?
Oh, a again, man, the one word that comes to my mind, incredible. Unbelievable, actually, you know? Family Matters, Steve Urkel, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody loved him.
And then
you know what I mean? Everybody knew Jaleel White, and they loved his character. I mean, it was an honor, like I said, being able to work alongside of them, being that they were next door at the Warner Brothers Studios where we were filming or taping. And then being in the lineup, like you said, with them and getting by at one time, step by step, Boy Meets World. Yeah.
I think Full House was part of the lineup at one point, too.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, speaking of Full House, wasn't Hanging with Mr. Cooper in a way kind of a spinoff of Full House?
I do believe it was, actually, because the first episode incorporated the Full House scene.
Yeah, Michelle Turner was she had Mr. Cooper accident prone.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that episode.
Yeah, that was the very, very first episode of Hanging with Mr. Cooper. That was the pilot episode.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper had a long one.
Show, as a matter of fact.
100 episodes.
Yeah, 101 to be exact.
101, oh, wow. 101, wow.
Yes. Yes, sir.
It had a long run, five seasons.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, we were blessed, man, you know? We really were blessed.
Yeah, man.
And we did have a long run, you know? Clearly, that's what you want to do, is you want to make it to, you know, that fifth season, you know, at the least. So obviously, if you keep going, you know, what more of a blessing, what more of an achievement. But to get to that fifth season, my friend, is definitely, you know, that's the goal for any sitcom, because then that puts you in the residual standpoint, the royalties, the reruns, all the above, you know? And the show then becomes historical because it's never forgotten. It's always shown at some point again, over and over again. You know, they've taken Hanging with Mr. Cooper off the air and put it back on the air many times before since it's been actually canceled, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah, some people might not even know this, but you were also in a movie with Wesley Snipes called Sugar Hill as a younger version of his character. I think it was back in 1994.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right.
How was that experience?
Incredible. That experience was actually kind of a learning experience more so, too, because that took me out of my element. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had never, ever went there in that dynamic as far as acting, you know, having to cry in a scene. This was a very serious scene. It was a very realistic scene. You know, it also was surreal, but in its own way, you know, very realistic. I mean, it was graphic, and it was something that touches into what we experience in humanity worldwide on a regular basis, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah.
You know, with parents overdosing on drugs in front of their children and just ODing on drugs, period, and being drug addicts in general and not being there for their children, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a very ugly scene, but necessary. And I know it touched the lives of anybody who saw it. I mean, when I watch the scene, I cry. And it's me crying on the scene, you know?
Yeah.
Me and my other fellow actors and actresses.
Yeah, that's
incredible, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, I mean, that and everything else is still kind of unbelievable to me, Ryan. Yeah. You know, this whole journey with being in the entertainment industry.
Right. Yeah. So, segueing back to Mr. Cooper, do you have any funny on the set or behind the scenes stories?
I actually do have one for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll never forget, of course. I'm a guy, you know?
Yeah.
And happened to be getting dressed in the same dressing room as the women, the ladies, for one episode.
Yeah.
Because Raven Simone and I, we actually were sharing a costume on one episode. I forget what season it was, but we were a double-headed horse.
I remember
and,
that. Yeah.
So we had to get into the costume together, you know? And they had it arranged pretty well where, you know, no one was able to see anyone in their personal appearance. You know what I'm saying? But what happened was, at this moment in time, I think I walked in on the ladies when they were getting undressed.
Uh-oh.
Right. And it was just like, oh, my God. And I ran out immediately, you know. It was, I believe it was Holly and Raven that were in there at the time. You know, so it was kind of embarrassing, but funny at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's definitely one thing I can remember. Me and Raven and I, we used to always always have fun off the set, you know, playing Domino Rally. I don't know if you guys remember games like that. These are like throwback games, man.
Yeah, I remember, you know? Yeah.
Domino Rally, I mean, I used to be into, and I still am, I'm into RC cars and radio-controlled airplanes and all sorts of other things. So I would bring those type of things up there, like my RC cars, and intrigue everybody with that kind of stuff in between the scenes.
Yeah.
You know? Mr. Cooper was always a nut.
Oh, I can't.
He was always a clown.
yeah.
You know, there was never a dull moment with that guy around, let me tell you.
I can,
you
yeah,
know,
I can.
Especially off the scene.
I can imagine, man. It's hilarious. Mark Curry's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, he man. Really is, man. He's a freaking awesome dude, for sure.
Yeah.
He's an awesome dude.
Yeah.
He's one of the ones I still keep in contact with till this day, him and Raven, to be exact, you know? So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like I said, he's a really good dude. You know what I mean? And he's very, very down to earth. And
oh.
He, you know, he reaches out to me, and I really appreciate that, and I love him for that, man. You know, like a big brother almost, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
Yep.
Yeah, so,
Raven as well.
Yeah.
Gotta give a shout out to her too. I love all of them. I give a shout out to all my cast members. Omar, Holly, everybody. Rest in peace to Nell Carter, our late Nell Carter. We love you, we miss you.
Legendary.
Yes indeed, man. Yo, man, dude, what another honor. Speaking of honors and you know, you asking me about how was it to work with, man, Nell Carter was she's an icon. I got a chance to work with that lady. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give Me a Break was one of my favorite shows coming up, too. I remember you asked me that at the beginning of us talking, you know?
Yeah.
I failed to mention that
too,
one.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. And that's where I come to know Nell Carter was from that show.
Yes.
You know?
I think most people did, man. She's. That show had a long run, too.
Yes, it did, sir.
Yes,
sir. And she actually sung the beginning song, too, to it. Give me a break, because I sure need one. Because she could sing really well, also.
Oh, yeah.
She was very well-rounded. She was a very, very well-rounded entertainer, man. Like I said, a legend.
Yeah, she really was. She really was. Do you have, a favorite episode from the show that sticks out in your mind?
Absolutely, big dog. The episode where Tyrese Gibson was a guest star, okay? And this was his stardom, man. Like, this is when he first, really blew up. I don't know if you remember his, of course you do. Everyone remembers, man. His Coca-Cola commercial. If they were of age to remember, they remember. His debut was that Coca-Cola commercial and how well he sung that, you know?
Oh, he was on the back of the bus, I think.
Yes, man. And he was so dynamic, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, not too long after his discovery from that, because he blew up after that, man. He was on Hanging with Mr. Cooper. And that was the episode that he was on, and we impersonated Boyz II Men on the episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when everyone found out you guys really weren't Boyz II Men, Mr. Cooper was like, what, you guys got what you paid for? Two boys and a man. You didn't lie to you.
Right, right. Oh, my goodness, man. Very, very funny episode. Very fun to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes,
man.
Indeed.
Another favorite episode of mine, is the one where Mr. Cooper signs with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. And that was cool, too, because it incorporated some NBA stars. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Chris Mullin, Tim Hardaway.
Tim Hardaway. Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
It was awesome. Yeah. Awesome, awesome, awesome times, man. What a privilege, you know?
Yeah, man.
What a privilege. What an honor.
So, would you ever be open to be doing a reunion show if a opportunity came along? I'm assuming you would.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Absolutely, big dog. You know, some my spirit kind of gives me the feeling that this is a possibility, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said in the beginning of our conversation, you know, you constantly hear it. I'm seeing it on the internet a lot, you know, because, of course, I'm on the internet a lot. You're seeing, you know, talks and different posts about rebooting. And this is something that's become popular at this stage of our life, you know, with entertainment.
Yeah, Full House is doing it right now.
Exactly, man. Throwback season is in full effect.
And there's
right?
rumors Family Matters is about to do it, too. I don't know. There's rumors.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And then Boy Meets World did it already.
Yeah, they did.
You know? They did a spinoff on their own show as well.
And they're all TGIF shows.
Exactly. And I've already spoken to Mark Curry also, I don't want to put too much out in the atmosphere prematurely, but just know that we are working towards that.
Oh, that's really good to hear, because I definitely think Hanging with Mr. Cooper needs a revival of some sort, a reboot.
I do believe that you're right, Ryan. And I also believe that a lot of other people agree with that. And again, I do believe that some things can be possibly happening in the future for us. You know what I mean? So, you know, and
we'll
I can
keep our fingers crossed, man.
Yeah, man, you know, because God is everything and everything is God. So,
yeah.
You know, that's all we can do is just be positive and put positive, you know, things into the atmosphere. The law of attraction is real, you know?
Yep, it is. For people who don't know or are curious, where have you been up to these days since Mr. Cooper went off the air? Like, what are you up to now?
Well, I do a little bit of construction. So that's what I've been doing, kind of, you know, sticking with that for some years, actually.
Yeah.
I've been in and out of the industry of construction and industrial warehouse working here and there for about 12 years, I would say. And I also have my own business that I've been basically trying to get going and get consistent, and that is, you know, with medical growing. You know, I donate my medicine to the dispensaries. Actually, a friend of mine owns a dispensary, so him and I work hand in hand together.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that for quite some time as well. I actually got into a car accident when I was about 22, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And I injured myself really bad. Yeah. My head was wide open, and I had to get it stapled, and it took 40 staples.
Oh, wow.
To do so. And so, with that being said, instead of taking Vicodin and all kind of different medications, I did research on medical marijuana, you know, and that's how that all started for me. Some years back, I really believe in medical cannabis, and
yeah.
I believe in the sacred powers of it, the sacred natural powers that it has, you know, without all the side effects from pharmaceutical medicine.
Yeah.
So I've been heavily involved with that, Ryan, you know, growing my medicine. I have a clothing line.
Oh, you
do? It's in the making. It's not something that's concrete yet, but I have had the clothing line pressed up, and there are people that have been wearing it and kind of like marketing and representing, but they kind of fell through for a minute because I lost contact with my silk screen professional. I just now got another one involved and teamed up with him, and so hopefully we'll get the line going again. It's called Canaware, though.
Canaware? Okay.
And it's centered around medical cannabis and, you know, it's medicinal purposes, you know, and just you know, the cannabis culture, you know?
Right.
So that's something to be looking forward to, hopefully, in the future. By early January, I should have some T-shirts and hoodies ready to go again.
Oh.
So basically,
awesome.
I've been just entrepreneur, man. Just been into entrepreneurship, you know, alongside normal work, like construction, if
right.
you will. Just trying to do my own thing.
That's awesome, man.
Keeping busy. I got a SoundCloud. You know, I produce music also.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
I've seen some.
It's called the name of my SoundCloud is Wilson's Got Talent. If anyone cares to, you know, tune into that, a lot of the music that I've made actually comes right off my iPhone too. iPhone offers an incredible app, and I've been basically just learning how to produce with this app. You know, and the songs come out pretty well, so I've been sticking busy with that, making videos and just keeping the entertainment ball rolling. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Keeping busy. So in closing, do you have any like? Anything you want to say to your fans? Any final comments?
I want to say thank you to anybody that has ever supported me and wished me well, you know. And I like to consider, you know, people my friends, you know. We call them fans, and that's okay, but I like to consider them friends,
yeah.
You know. I like to consider them, you know, somebody that I couldn't have done this without, you know, period, you know. And that to me is more than a fan, that's a friend. I'd like to thank all my friends out there that have ever supported me. Thank you. And there are some things that I'm working on towards the future entertainment-wise. I plan to embrace entertainment and grab a hold to it again.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you again in the near future, my man.
I really appreciate your support, big dog, and thank you very much. May God continue to bless you.
Oh, thanks, man. Marquise Wilson, everybody.
Thank you for having me, and may God continue to bless our world. I love you all. Peace.
Special thanks goes out to Marquise Wilson for coming on the Throwback.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that interview right there, Daddy.
Be sure to check us out next time when one of the most decorated and celebrated gymnasts of all time, 1996 Olympic gold medalist Shannon Miller, stops by on the Throwback.
Whoa, Daddy, I can't wait for that episode. Y'all better check that one out. I'm coming for that Wi-Fi, Daddy.
I think they get the point, Jimmy.
I'm just saying now, Daddy, you got Olivia Gomez coming on. That's one cool cat.
Indeed it is. Till next time. Wait, Jimmy, where are you going?
Oh, my Uber driver's here. I got a hot date at Walgreens.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Throw Podcast or on the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/throwback.